The Defense Department now lists 24 Americans killed in the war with Iraq. Another 7 are being held prisoner, and 6 are listed as missing in action. NPR's David Molpes reports on the family of the war dead.
While every life is unique, grief often is played out in ways that are repeated time and again. Part of the grief shared by some military family members is not knowing exactly what happened to their loved one, or smaller mysteries such as uncertainty over final personal communications.
We're only hoping that he got our mail before this happened to him. It'd be very, very disappointing if he didn't.
That's William Busing of Port Richey, Florida, father of 20-year-old Brian Busing, a Lance Corporal in the Marine Corps, one of 9 Marines killed in action Sunday near Nasiriyah in southern Iraq. The Marines were ambushed by Iraqis who were in civilian clothes and wearing a white flag of surrender. William Busing calls it the dirtiest kind of murder.
And it's very scary for these soldiers. We don't know who the enemy is now, so it's going to be a rough road.
William Busing served as a Marine in Vietnam and knows the price of war can be high. But right now, Brian's father says U.S. tactics are letting the Iraqis off cheap.
I think basically, I'm going to tell you the truth, I think we have too many cameras over there watching these guys. Because they can't be aggressive the way they need to be aggressive.
I think that with our power, we could have took this thing over right away. And I think we're playing around too long with these people over there.
David Fribley, another Marine, also from Florida, was killed in the same firefight. He was 26. Fribley had left his job at the Shell Point Retirement Community in Fort Myers to join the Marines as a response to the September 11th terrorist attacks on New York. Lynn Snyder, a spokesman for the retirement center, reads a portion of Fribley's resignation letter.
The following is my gift to you and others. May I honor you and our fellow countrymen and women. I will earn the privilege to wear the eagle, globe, and anchor for all those that cannot. With all the strength of my fellow Marines, we shall always provide you with the comforting feeling of safety that you have each day. I will strive for excellence in all that I do.
Snyder says everyone is stricken by the news of Fribley's death. He was such an enthusiastic person, she says. Tammy Long Archuleta had a similar driven personality. She died Sunday as well, not in Iraq, but in Afghanistan, along with 5 other Air Force members of a helicopter crew that crashed, a reminder that the war against terrorism is still going on there. Lieutenant Archuleta's team had just completed the rescue of several soldiers after a firefight in the mountainous terrain when the call came in that 2 injured children needed a helicopter transport. Archuleta's brother, Michael Long, says it was just like his sister to be ready to help anyone in need. But this time, a mid-air refueling accident stopped her.
The weather was horrible, and they were at 9,000 feet in a bit of a canyon with cliff faces on either side. And just because of the wind, they were having some problems getting their hookup with the plane to refuel. They just went to break off, and it's believed that they probably caught a gust of wind, but it just took them into the cliff face, and that was it.
Tammy Archuleta's father of Belen, New Mexico, calls his daughter a shooting star that faded out too fast. She was 23. David Malpas, NPR News.